with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting tens of thousands of people rallied on a frigid Washington Friday for the annual March for Life. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among the speakers at the event and says the Declaration of Independence is clear about the right to life.
So it's from the very beginning that our founders boldly proclaimed those self-evident truths, that our rights do not come from government, our rights come from God, our Creator.
After speeches on the National Mall, participants marched to the U.S. Capitol building and Supreme Court on behalf of the unborn and pro-life policies. A Russian official says a Ukrainian drone has struck an oil storage depot in western Russia, causing a massive blaze. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike would be the latest incident in Ukrainian forces' apparently extended campaign of attacks on Russian soil ahead of the war's two-year anniversary. Russian officials and news reports say four oil reservoirs with a total capacity of about 1.6 million gallons were set on fire on Friday after the drone reached Klimsai, a city of some 70,000 people located 40 miles from the Ukrainian border. Ukrainian national media, quoting an official in Ukraine's intelligence service, said Ukrainian drones also attacked a gunpowder mill in Tambov, 370 miles south of Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A grand jury indicted Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge Friday in a 2021 fatal shooting during a rehearsal on a movie set in New Mexico, reviving a dormant case against the actor. Special prosecutors brought the case before a grand jury in Santa Fe this week, months after receiving a new analysis of the gun that was used. Baldwin was lead actor and co-producer on the Western movie Rust. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 395 points. The Nasdaq rose 255. This is SRN News. Democratic Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York says America needs illegal immigration, and here's one reason why.
The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. And the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting them.
Pro-life activist Jerry Boyer is shocked.
What's notable about that isn't that he wants more illegal immigration. What's notable is that he, a liberal Democrat, acknowledges that we have an underpopulation problem. So we don't face a population bomb. We don't need to shrink global population to sustainable levels. Our economy actually needed the 70 million people we've aborted since Roe?
In fact, the U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for several years. Boyer made his comments on townhall.com. This is SRN News. In a frightening display over the skies, a New York-based airline is investigating an engine malfunction on a cargo plane that had sparked shooting from the jet over Miami. We hear more from correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting.
It's on fire.
Atlas Air says that Boeing 747 had just taken off from Miami International Airport, headed for Puerto Rico, when its crew reported an engine failure. On the ground below, using her cell phone, Melanie Adaros, out taking a walk with her mother Thursday night. She says sparks were shooting from one of the jet's engines, and she was worried about who was on board and if the plane was going to explode.
I hope they're okay. I wonder if they're doing an emergency.
The FAA says the Atlas Air cargo jet safely returned to Miami. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.